Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker and you are listening to 500 Days Happier. It's a 500-day experiment to, well, get happy. It's a bit of a gratitude challenge. It's a daily gratitude challenge. It's a trial and error exploration of different strategies that are supposed to help increase long-term happiness, help reduce anxiety, help battle depression, those sorts of things. And trying them out myself to see how easy it is to do in real life, to see what the challenges are, and to share that experience with others so that maybe it might be of help. Day 36 of 500, getting my head back in the game. On day 21, I said that I was going to throw another happiness building strategy into my toolkit, meditation. And I did not do that thing. For 36 days straight, I've managed to exercise in some capacity. I mean, I've closed my exercise ring on my watch, which is typically my minimum. And I share the four little simple gratitudes. Physically, I'm feeling great. Mentally, I'm still shocked at just how much better I feel despite a lot of the current stuff. But nevertheless, I know I still have work to do. For one, I know that happiness isn't only something internal, it's something to be shared. The research I'm familiar with on meditation shows that a daily practice of it not only enhances your feelings of gratitude, but your levels of compassion, patience, resilience, and even physical health. In other words, this personal journey may be one that was initiated by intrapersonal, but I'm hoping that interpersonal can be something that's recipient of some of the positive changes as well. I want to work just not on my own health, but the health of my relationships and the happiness and general well-being of others. For the past three nights, I've done a grief meditation on Headspace as I try to navigate the wilds that are my emotions and thoughts right now. I'm on a four-day streak, so I'm hoping to keep it going. Most of the research that I've seen around meditation uses two temporal benchmarks, 21 days and 8 weeks. And I've got 463 days left of this, so go big or go home, right? I'm recommitting to practice my meditation at least once per day, and I know that my best bet will be to do it right away in the morning or right before bed. So I'm going to set reminders for those times and hopefully stick with it. And remember, this all started as an experiment to see how feasible and realistic engaging in these practices and maintaining them and their effects would actually be. So far, I've been blown away. I'm learning a lot about myself, about the stories that I tell myself, about how ridiculous my mental roommate anxiety is. And tomorrow, I want to take a beat to chat about my journey so far in combating social anxiety. I know I said that we'd do that today, but for now, here are some gratitudes. Number 142, cardigans. 143, when I actually managed to work out first thing in the morning. 144, the fast forward option on movies. Context, I started watching Tenet on my flight home last weekend, but it cut off during our landing with like 20 minutes left. So I rented it at 4:58 this morning so that I could finish watching it. And I have to say that as a science nerd, I loved that movie. 145, when my kid comes downstairs early in the morning and he just crawls in my lap and falls back to sleep, it's precious. And I know that he's only going to do that for a little while longer, so I don't even dare move. I cherish it. And it doesn't really matter how many limbs fall asleep or how bad I have to pee. More tomorrow.